A judge decides the fate of Purdue Pharma today. That is the company behind OxyContin, accused of fueling the opioid epidemic that killed 500,000 Americans. Today, a federal judge in New York is considering a $10 billion settlement between Purdue Pharma and state and local governments. For more, we're joined by NPR's addiction correspondent, Brian Mann. And Brian, you've been watching this hearing underway right now. It sounds like Judge Robert Drain is going to approve the broad outlines of the settlement. Is that what you're sensing?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. It really is a situation where Judge Drain is going methodically through this very, very complicated kind of national settlement that's right at the heart of the opioid crisis. But what he has signaled very clearly is that he views this kind of bankruptcy deal as the only reasonable way to resolve Purdue Pharma's role in this, to direct billions of dollars that would eventually go to help programs that might somehow abate or ease the opioid crisis. It's very controversial, but it does sound like he's going to ultimately say yes.
Okay, and you mentioned the money here, some $10 billion or so on the table here. A lot of state and local governments are in favor of the settlement moving forward, but some were opposed. You mentioned the controversy. What is the controversy here?
Well, what's really at the heart of this is that the Sackler family, members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma, have offered to pay roughly $4.3 billion out of their personal wealth as part of this resolution. They're not bankrupt themselves, but they've offered to contribute to this. But in exchange, they've asked for something extraordinary. They've asked for really broad immunity from opioid lawsuits. They've said they want what they call global peace from any liability for this opioid crisis. And so there's a real division out there. You know, some of these governments have said that's too big a pill to swallow. We think the Sacklers should be held more accountable. But lots of states, lots of local communities that sued them have said, okay, we need that money. That could really help. So, you know, we're willing to take that deal if it will mean getting more resources to ease this crisis.
If this goes through, would this mean full liability for the company, or could, say, the Justice Department still pursue criminal actions?
Criminal actions are possible, although most of the legal experts I talk to say that's not very likely. What's more possible is that the U.S. Justice Department might appeal this settlement. They've signaled throughout this bankruptcy trial, Scott, that they think these releases from liability for the Sacklers are not lawful. We don't know for sure whether DOJ is going to intervene in this, but that's something that they've signaled might happen.
Okay. And as far as the people harmed by OxyContin, what have we heard from victims' groups? What's the possibility of what could be in it for them?
There will be money going out to victims. Folks will receive between $3,500 and $48,000 under this package, depending on how severely they were harmed. And again, some victims' groups support that. They say this is a better deal than they thought they might get. Others, again, are outraged. They say the Sacklers should pay more under this deal. Remember, the Sacklers will remain one of the wealthiest families in the U.S. And really the world, and they'll also admit no wrongdoing. So among victims of this OxyContin opioid crisis, there's real division. It is important to say that the Sacklers have maintained throughout that they did nothing wrong while leading this company.
Yeah, I understand it. And again, today, just a few seconds left, you are expecting the judge to make a final pronouncement here?
Yeah, it looks like a done deal, Scott. This is going to be finalized sometime later today, a bankruptcy settlement for Purdue Pharma.
Great. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann, thanks.
Thank you.